Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you dab. Sin City Radio.
Boss time was good, dog. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Anymore.
It's showtime, folks!
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy, Cass, chilling as usual. And my man, Father Time. Time, what's happening, dude?
It's cracking, Doc.
Shit, looking stuff. What's good?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What's happening?
Eddie?
Oh, you talking to me? Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
What's happening?
Nothing much.
Hey, man. I think my hands are swollen.
Yeah, man. That's serious jacking out session right there. Shit, I had my shit ain't never swole up.
Oh, seriously, dog. I worked so hard today, man. I think I'm serious, dog. I can't. When I make a fist, they hurt. It's like I can't even close my hand all the way.
I should come over there and slap the shit out you right now, then.
Man, you don't want to do that. I bet I can pull that trigger, though.
You gonna shoot him? Damn! I thought that was your
boy. There's pinky toe right off.
He's gonna be the nine so having this living
his nigga. You gonna shoot my pinky toe off, dog? God damn.
That pinky toe right off your motherfucking foot.
Take you big one, not the pinky.
Your ass
I'm tired today, man. Shit. I'm tired as hell. I'm not jubilee today, y'all.
I feel great.
Oh, that shit lasted, man, until this fucking snow came.
You still?
Once the snow came, motherfucker, it just took the energy out of motherfucker, man. Snow on the fucking first day of May.
That does kind of blow.
Man, that shit sucked like a motherfucker.
That's really fucked up,
snow in May, man. It's supposed to snow for the next two fucking days. Rain and snow. Bullshit. But look, man, let's jump into the topic, dog. All right, y'all, we had a blog on SinCityRadio.Ning.com. The blog was posted by Love Child. I think it was a hell of a good question, so I think we should rap about it. So listen up, y'all, listen up. She said, "Hey, Sin City, I want to know from y'all, is it as easy to be in love as it is to fall in love?" Now, what she mean is, once you realize you've fallen in love with someone, is it as easy to maintain the feelings as it was to gain them? Not saying that you fall out of love, but learning how to love them through their ways. Y'all tell me. So I think what she's saying is it easier to fall in love or stay in love? I think that's what she means. But I think it's a hell of a good question. So, Janine, let me ask you, is it easy to fall in love? Oh, go ahead, dog.
Hold on. Just so I can get this right, is it like, okay, you know, you can fall in love, but the hard part is actually trying to stay in love with that person.
Right.
Okay, I'm just trying to make sure that was the question.
All right, well, what's your answer?
You know what? I think that if you're in love with that person, I mean, throughout all the trials and tribulations, that motherfucker can make you mad, and you probably can make that person mad. You probably can hurt that person probably can hurt you, but I do believe that if you truly in love with that person, you find ways to, like, work past it. I mean, I think it's definitely a working process, but I think that overall, yeah, it probably is a little bit more harder to stay in love than just actually falling in love, because it's like you see all kinds of sides of a motherfucker that you didn't see at first. You don't see that same motherfucker that made you fall in love.
I agree. I think it's harder to stay in love, because like you say, you know, it's just them little tendencies that you didn't see earlier.
Yeah,
you know, before
I mean,
you feel madly in love. You know what I mean? And that shit well you after a while. You know when somebody doing something to just irritate you and you don't say shit but they keep doing it, you know, sooner or later you just blow up.
Exactly.
So I think it's harder to stay in love once you start learning that person's ways. Janine?
I disagree.
Okay, why you disagree?
I guess for me personally, it's harder for me to fall in love.
It's hard for you to fall in love?
For me, it's harder.
Okay, have you ever been in love before?
Of course I have.
Okay, now taking that experience, was it easy for you to fall in love with him, or was it harder for you to stay in love with him after as time went by?
It's harder for me to fall in love.
I mean, that's funny, because most women, not saying all, but, you know, most women are very emotional when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they usually are. I would agree with that.
But you're like the total opposite of that.
Yeah, because if once I say I'm in love with you, I'm in love with you. To me, it doesn't matter what you do. If I say I love you, then I need to love you with all of the ways that you are.
And so when you in love, it's unconditional love.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Looks so.
Well, I have to be inclined to agree with everything that's been said so far. I mean, it's easier for me. Well, I'm not going to say it's easy for me to fall in love, but I think holding on to the feelings, it's harder than, you know, catching them. Because, like it's been said, you find out things about the person, you know. Like when you first fall in love, everything is all, you know, peaches and cream and shit. And then as time goes on, you start finding out things, you know, about this person. And, like, you know, it's not to say that you fall out of love. It's just, shit, a little harder to stay there. Not harder necessarily, just you got to come to grips with, you know, certain things that you might not have known before you fell in love. And so it's all because it comes down to the point where, you know what I'm saying, is this really love or is this lust?
And I think that's why I feel a little bit in regards to the opposite, because I wait until I see you for who you are. You see what I mean? I don't feel like I'm going to fall in love with you until you show me your true colors. You see what I mean? So once you show me your true colors and you be totally honest with me, then I can say.
Well, okay, up until that point, up until he show you his true colors, how do you stop yourself from falling in love with the motherfucker? I mean, he could be doing all the perfect stuff at the very, very beginning. I mean, everything that you want.
Everybody,
I'm not saying materialistic stuff. I'm saying emotional, yeah, mentally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is in tune with you. How do you stop yourself from falling for that?
I don't know. I just do. I have my ways. And that might be irritating to the other person. I think I act nonchalant at times. I do. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I don't know. People are so quick to say, you know, that you love this person, but do you really know this person to say you truly love them? And then that's when you get into that part where, oh, now I'm with this motherfucker, and, oh, he like this, he like that. Now you have to try to find ways to deal with this and accept this about them. And what if that goes against your morals or goes against your values or things that you believe in and stuff like that? Do you supposed to be stuck with this person?
I don't think you got to be stuck with
them. No, because you can love a person, but that don't mean you're supposed to be with them just because you love them. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The relationship could end. That doesn't necessarily mean that your love ends immediately anyway. I mean, over time, it might, you know, die down or whatever, but if you can love a person to pieces, that don't mean you're supposed to be with them.
That's true. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I love a whole bunch of motherfuckers that they don't love me back, but I still love them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
But a lot of people settle for that, though. That's what I mean. And then you wonder why your relationship not working.
You know, that's one word that I never understood when used as far as a relationship go, is settling. I don't understand how you settle for somebody. That confuses the fuck out of me. How is it settling when that's the person you want to be? How are you settling?
Because it might end up, just like y'all just said, that person might end up to be the person that you really don't want to be with. You may love that person, but now that you have seen their ways, you settle by staying with them, even though you see the things that they do bother you. You see what I mean?
Well, I understand.
Or make you upset, or whatever whatever they do that makes you mad, but you still continue to go through it and go through it and go through it. Well, if common sense would just say, okay, well, that person is not right for me.
So if you stay in a relationship that's
not
right for you, that's settling.
Because
I think you could just leave. If it's a bad relationship, just get out the motherfucker.
I agree, but I'm saying a lot of people settle. A lot of people do that is what I'm saying.
Okay. I don't know. that settling, I never understood. I didn't settle for this motherfucker. I just ended up with him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I believe there's somebody out there for everybody. I don't believe no person on this planet should be single or alone. Unless, you know what I'm saying, unless they choose to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's somebody for everybody. There's a million motherfuckers on this earth.
I don't. I'm sorry. That's one thing I don't believe. I don't think it's somebody for everybody.
Really?
No, I don't.
Well, why you think these motherfuckers? I don't know, man. I mean, I think being single is a choice. But if you really want a motherfucker, I think it's a motherfucker out there that wants you right back.
Why
do you say that?
So.
I mean, give me an example.
I mean, it's like you just got. I just think it's like, you know, we say. Now, in that case, like in the case what you just said, I think in that case some people settle, but I think in some cases it's just some motherfuckers just meant to be alone. Some motherfuckers just not meant to have nobody.
I know a person that's like that, and I think she just is designed to be by her goddamn self. Because this motherfucker is 53 years old or something like that, never been married, has two children, and, you know, she's psychotic. I think she just really should be by herself. Bitch is crazy.
I don't understand that. You say people are meant to be alone?
But what he's saying is, it could be another psychotic motherfucker out there just for her.
Exactly. Two crazy
motherfuckers. What do two psychotics know? I
mean, damn. Hell, natural born killer.
I don't know how to work, but whatever. You never know.
These motherfuckers having battling matches for fun and shit.
Right. But explain to me. Some people are meant to be alone. Explain that to me, please.
All right. You're listening to me, dog.
I'm listening to you, man. Actually, I ain't set up.
Okay, let's just say, for instance, a certain type of people that's like, let's just say you got people that's been in, like, four or five relationships. You know what I'm saying? And every relationship they had, it was all, I mean, this might be a motherfucker that you cool with, might be a motherfucker that you just know, but it's that motherfucker that every relationship ended the same way. That person did something to end the relationship. And, I mean, you may not say nothing to the person. You may be like, oh, for real? But in your head, you be like, damn, I'm like, the fuck, motherfucker, you ran away. What are you doing? And it's like, that motherfucker just never. Man, you could take a motherfucker. I didn't see motherfuckers that didn't broke their back for motherfuckers, and the motherfucker just ain't happy. You just got some people that's so fucking miserable, and that makes they self miserable. When I say make they self, I mean literally make they self miserable to the point where they're never happy. It don't matter, man. You can give them a mansion. You can give them all the fine things in life. You can give them all the emotional support. All the physical loving they could possibly stand, and the motherfucker just not happy. The motherfucker just don't want nobody around them.
Well, they just need the female or male version of the son of them.
Really? That ain't gonna work.
That ain't gonna work. For two people that's completely
he don't
want to
be there. He or
right.
She don't want to be there.
Right. They too much alike.
Right, so how that's gonna work with him and her both saying, "Man, get the fuck away from me."
Shit, that might make the motherfuckers happy.
Nah.
Some motherfuckers are happy when they mate is down. You know what I mean? Some people are like that. I ain't happy until I make your ass depressed or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
You know what? And you do have some people like that. You do have some people like that. You really do. You have people that just like, I mean, this motherfucker look too happy today. Let me do something.
To bring them down.
And now, you know what, Doug? I'm glad you touched on that. Why, I mean, how is it that you can actually just literally just try to find a way to bring your mate down? I mean, who would do that?
Just motherfuckers out here that do it.
I mean,
guess they ain't on the show tonight. But it's
motherfuckers out there that do it.
Right,
because you got motherfuckers that's like, your mate can come in the house and be like, damn, baby, I had such a good day. Man, today has really been a good day. And a motherfucker be like, oh, really?
Right.
And, you know, they be like, well, if it was so good, why the fuck did you do this? Or why the fuck did that happen? You be like, damn, seriously?
I think that's called, I think that's low self-esteem. You know, you don't feel good about yourself, you want to make everybody around you miserable. That's what I think that is. It's just my opinion.
Okay, well, let me ask you another question, dog. If you having a bad day, man.
Okay.
Do you really want everybody around you to have a bad day too? Or would you want somebody to try to uplift you?
I would want somebody to tell me it's going to be okay. That's what I want. If I'm having a bad day, I tell you I'm having a bad day, I would expect you to say some shit like, well, don't worry about it, baby. It's going to be okay. Tell me what happened.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
The key word is that you will say that you're having a bad day.
Yeah.
I mean,
if I come in cussing and screaming and hollering because ain't nobody took the garbage out, I'm having a bad day. It's, you know, that would be pretty obvious. You know, when I left this morning, that paper was right there. Why is it still there? Y'all supposed to clean it up. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's keys to tell when a motherfucker get home and they had a bad day. They kind of let you know without telling you. Just by their reaction.
That's a smart head ass kids.
It's the same thing.
Nah. That's the case that we have. All of us have bad days every day.
Well, all right, think about it like this, though. If you was having a good day, that shit wouldn't bother you.
It would. I might not go in as hard, but yeah, it would bother me. If I told you this morning, hey, clean this up. And I come back home and I came in laughing and smiling, I probably would. Didn't I tell you to clean this shit up?
But you're not gonna holler and yell about it. There's a difference. If you was having a bad day, you come in, what the fuck? I told that motherfucker, I'm sick of this shit. Hey! You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, I see your point.
And now everybody in the house is like, oh, this motherfucker had a bad day. And then at that point, you know what I'm saying, you want your mate to be like, well, damn, baby, it's going to be okay. What happened? You know what I'm saying? Uplift me. If I come in the house yelling and screaming, and then you come right back with some shit like, you know, where you want to yell and scream, how's that helping me? You making my day worse. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think most people know when they got that type of motherfucker. Cause, you know, that type of person, they've shown that early in a relationship. You know what I mean? But, you know, when you first start that relationship, you know, your eyes are closed. All you see is the good shit. But
okay,
that bad shit is right there, but you don't see it. Now, the person outside the relationship may see it.
Let me ask you something,
but when you're in the relationship, you don't see the bad until it's too late.
Let me ask you something, dog. Do you call yourself a romantic guy? Do you feel like you're a romantic guy?
Of course.
But I mean, seriously, do you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. You know, for the most part, I would probably say that, I mean, if somebody asked me, I would agree. I would agree and say that you are a romantic guy. I would honestly say that. If any woman would say, hey, it's time over. Yeah, he's a hopeless romantic. He is. He's that. He'll sit there and watch Gone with the Wind with you.
So but, you know what that means. If I'm having a bad motherfucking day, you know about it. I'm going to tell you what. I'm having a bad fucking day.
Let me ask you. You know what? I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to ask Janine. Janine.
Yes.
I'm listening.
Oh, she was going to say yes, but I said it first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Janine, do I? All right, just being on the show. You know what? The question goes out to both of you. Do I seem like I'm a romantic guy?
No.
Okay.
Just based on the show? No.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Time, am I a romantic guy?
Are you a romantic guy?
Yeah, somebody, if you know, same scenario. Somebody asked you, is he a romantic type guy? What would you say?
I would say during special occasions.
Well, then that's everybody there.
Right.
No,
I mean,
honestly, he's right. He's right. I mean, you're not gonna get a flower on your pillow for me every day. You're not gonna get a hope your day goes well, honey. I'm pretty much of an asshole, especially in the morning. You could be like, hello. I'm the type of motherfucker to be like. I mean, you can say good morning to me, and I'll be like, what's good about it? So, I mean, with you knowing that let's just say, in Janine, if you know that from the beginning, would you ever really expect me? I mean, you would probably expect me. I mean, how can I be afraid? You wouldn't expect to see hopeless romantic type things from me, would you?
Not if I know you, and I know that's not what you do. Of course not.
Okay. But if I did do it every time.
On the flip side, like if you started out doing shit like that and you stopped, well, then there's a problem.
Okay, but. I understand what you're saying, but if I never really was a big romantic guy, or better yet, I mean, let's just say, you know, the stress of the, I mean, we all have it. I mean, I have it. I'll be the first to admit it. Some days I feel like the world is like, the world is on my shoulders, and it's just like, just draining every ounce of my energy. But, I still manage to say, hey, how you doing? But you know that you know what type of shit I'm going through. Do you add on or do you try to take away? And let's be honest, ladies. I mean, we just hypothetically speaking. Do you like, okay, well, I know he's going through some of the shit. I need to talk about my problem, too.
Oh, ain't that human? I don't know. I guess it would depend. Are you going through stuff 6 days a week and she only get one? So all her stuff goes away? Or should she be able to talk to you when she, not just because you're going through stuff, just maybe just because she's going through something and she just needs somebody to talk to? So she's supposed to wait?
Hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on, everybody?
Slick. Slick Meg, what's up, baby?
What's up, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey.
Chilling. All right. Hey, ain't you supposed to be at work?
I am at work.
Did you hide in the closet?
Yeah, so I might be a little quiet from now and then, but I'm good. What's going on? I heard about the romantic part. That shit was funny, romantic, man. Damn. You?
Okay, all right. You've been knowing me my whole life. You've been knowing me my whole life. Am I romantic? Am I romantic, mate?
No, nigga, no. I'm sorry. I love you, but no. You just a straight to the point, motherfucker. Hey, my name's Cass. Can I get some ass? That's you.
No, I'm not all like that.
Shit, from what I've seen, I don't know what you do, but you know behind closed doors. But from what I've seen, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, shit, I learned it from you, so we good.
I just did. Where my baby father Sam at?
I'm right here.
Hey, baby.
What's up, girl?
You got it. I hear you romantic. Oh, shit, man. Maybe I slept when you were trying to be romantic. I don't know.
Hey, I tried to be romantic with you a couple of times. It didn't work, though.
Oh, please, let's not get that.
But you was all shaking and shit that day you came over my sister's house and we was out there drinking. And I kissed you on the cheek. You almost ran to your car.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, you did. But we ain't going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that behind closed doors, baby.
Hey, I had company that day.
I know. I don't give a fuck. No. Oh, I mean, like you can say anything on the show. I don't give a fuck. But I'm going to be nice. I want to hear y'all talk. Go ahead. Let me finish my lunch.
1 minute. Ladies, have y'all ever heard of Get That Quiet?
I plead the fifth. If
damn, everybody's so quiet now. Maybe we should have talked about being romantic.
There's nothing wrong with being romantic. Most women want that.
What's the definition of romantic?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, everybody has said that you're not one, so you wouldn't know. Talk about what's the definition of romantic?
The definition of romantic is to surprise you with things that you don't expect. It's the little things that make it romantic. You know what I'm saying? Not buying your car, not buying your house. But it's like you wake up, you get in the car, and it's an envelope with a flower in there. And it might say, just thinking about you. You know, that little stuff that put a smile on your face.
Okay, wait a minute.
Hold up. If that's the case, I could be romantic.
We didn't say you
right, man,
be,
but it's not, you know,
don't.
It's more than birthdays and anniversaries, you know.
No.
It could be a regular Wednesday.
I could do that on a regular day, man. I mean, come on.
Right, everybody
you know
can
what?
Do it, but most people choose not to.
Yeah.
You know what?
They do it often.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you, this is my biggest problem. I don't try to come off like a grouch. I don't try to come off like inconsiderate or mean, but it's like when you got to, I mean, and I think we all can attest to this, because we all go through trials and tribulations, but it's like, you know what, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm honest because I'm at a point in my life where it's like me and you, Timer. You my boy. I can talk to you. I can talk to you about a lot of things, but everything I can't talk to you about. Because you got certain opinions about things that just not open-minded. So certain things I can't talk to you about.
Okay.
So it's like certain things that I can't talk to you about, I can't talk to nobody about, and it's like I keep it bottled in. And I keep it bottled in to the point where I don't say shit, I don't react about it, I just don't say nothing. But then when it gets to a point where it explodes inside me, then it's like, yeah, the littlest thing that you do or that you might say something, yeah, it'll trigger me. And I'm not saying that I'm right for it. But it's like, man, when you just feel like, all right, sometimes when you just feel like you just can't talk to nobody, you go through that. So it's hard to be romantic like that.
Yeah, man, but for me, romantic means that you can do that kind of shit even on a bad day. On your worst day. You know what I'm saying? Your woman come home, you done cooked, you got the candles burning. She had no idea. It ain't her birthday. Ain't y'all's 3-month anniversary. You know, we've been together 3 months. Let me go ahead and cook something for her. You know, ain't got nothing to do with it. It's just a Tuesday. Regular old Tuesday. You know she having a bad day because she can call you on the phone at lunch. Talking about this bitch done pissed me off. That bitch pissed me off. These bitches saying this. So you know she having a bad day. She come home. You got the lights off. You got the candles burning. You got the plates on the table. You know, the first thing she going to do is smile.
Hold on.
You just made her whole day.
What if she come in and blow the candles out and be like, what the fuck you doing all this for? I'm ready to go to bed.
Most of that, I guarantee you, man, 99.9% of women would not do that. They'll be shocked.
Let's talk about the 1% that would.
Well, I don't know that 1%.
Would you still be romantic? I mean, we just hypothetically speaking.
Well, if I did all of that and she blew the candles out, she'll never get that shit again. She'll never get it again. I wouldn't give a fuck. It could be our 30th anniversary. 30 years we've been together. She ain't going to get shit. I would never forget that, man. If I went through all that to brighten up your day, you know what I'm saying? I'm being romantic. I got the flowers, the candy, the food, the candles. And you blow the shit out and go lay down? Shit, you'll never get that shit again from me.
I got a question for you, Tyra.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Say, for instance, your lady, she know you having a fucked up day, right? Or just you having, like, a bad time, period. It ain't even got to be just today, like, shit. Just period. And, you know, you at work or whatever, and she hit you up with a text message, just a simple text message. Text message say something like, shit, if I was a fat kid, you'd be my cake. Would that make you smile?
The text said if I was a what?
If I was a fat kid, you'd be my cake. You know how the saying goes, you know, I love you like a fat kid, little cake.
I would smile.
Okay, now, even though you having a fucked up day, would you at least say something to her, you know what I'm saying? Would you respond to that or maybe not respond to it right away, like, just let that get you through your day, and then when you get home or whatever, you know what I'm saying, then you hug her or whatever. Would you respond that way, even if you was having a fucked up day?
I would respond to her right then and there. I'm not having a fucked up day now. She made me smile, and that's what I needed. I'm going to let her know. I'm going to respond right then and there. I don't know what the fuck I would say. But, you know, I would respond. I would respond, you know, with smiley faces or some shit like that. But I would let her know that I definitely appreciate what she just did. You made my day, baby. I would tell her that.
And you believe that equally, like, you know what I'm saying, sometimes even if she's not having a bad day or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you believe equally that shit. You might just send her a nice text message while she at work or some shit, just completely out of the blue.
I would expect a response back.
Okay, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but you're the type of person that believes that that's okay. Like, you know what I'm saying, that's cool with you to do something like that.
Hell yeah. I do it all the time. I send out random texts all the time.
Now, is that romantic?
I think that's very romantic.
That motherfucker used to send out random texts to motherfucker he didn't even know. Hey, babe. Who's this?
Fuck what he talking about, but back to you, Lick Stove. I think that's very romantic.
Okay, I agree.
A little Texas throughout the day. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That just let me know you thinking about me. Or trying to figure out if I'm on my way home or not. Get the other motherfucker out of there.
Oh, see.
Hey, there you go.
No, I think that's cute, though. That'd be cute to me. So, yeah, I think that's romantic. That's what I call a keeper.
Thank you.
You know, y'all know what a keeper is. A keeper is that husband or that wife. That's a keeper.
Hey, I don't mean to change the subject. But did y'all hear that which old boy from Crisscross died? One of the little Crisscross boys.
The dark skinned one? He was always sick, though. Hey, he was always sick. He had some kind of medical problem.
Was it sickle cell? I think it was sickle cell.
Yeah, he had something. Because he lost all his hand and everything.
When did that happen, Cass? Today?
Yeah. It's 7:45.
I didn't know.
I know he was always sick, the dark one, the dark skinned one was.
Yeah. He won't be jumping no more.
Hey, them little motherfuckers changed music, though, man. They were some little bad motherfuckers, dog. I mean, nobody was wearing their shit backwards like that, man. Them motherfuckers created a style.
People tried that shit. It didn't go well.
I mean, who didn't try to wear their shit backwards, even if it was just in the crib?
Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold on, dog. We was, like, well off into our 20s when they came out. You actually did that?
I wore a few shirts backwards and looked in the mirror. But I was in the crib.
I wish you would have came outside with this playing the whole back.
No, I'm just saying, everybody done that shit in the privacy of their crib.
Nah, I ain't wear my shirt back.
Yeah, you did it, man. Just see what it looked like.
So I did. And they were kids. I wasn't mimicking no kids.
Well,
and then
saying,
I used to see my little brother do.
Was tight.
I see my little brother and my little sister them do. I wish I could have just busted in the house and caught your ass with your shirt on backwards. In the mirror talking about jump, jump. The daddy Mac can make you jump, jump.
Well, I did it. I ain't going to lie. I did it. I didn't do it outside, but shit, I did it. I mean, I ain't put my pants on backwards.
If you do it outside, that makes you crazy. But when you do it in your house, it's your own damn business.
Right, don't nobody know unless you tell
them. Yeah, I wish you'd have told me back then.
No, I ain't tell nobody no shit like that. Some things you need to keep to yourself, man.
You should have kept that one to yourself.
Yeah, 2 years, man. Shit, I'm cool.
Man,
but, I mean, you got to admit, though, a lot of motherfuckers was doing. Them motherfuckers created a new style.
Oh, that I agree. I agree with you 110%. They created a whole new style. They shit. I mean, hell, Michael Jackson took them on tour with him, so shit. You know, you can get on tour with Michael Jackson, shit.
Hell yeah.
You doing something, you're doing right? Something. I wonder what they broke, though.
Never mind the fact that they was little boys.
Oh, here we go. Here we
I'm
go.
Just playing, I'm just playing.
Say, Mike Jack made him jump, huh?
Right.
Wow.
But yeah,
I mean, I'd rather listen to them young motherfuckers than these other young motherfuckers, like Justin Bieber, man. I don't like that motherfucker, man.
Who? Oh, Justin Bieber.
Bieber, whatever the fuck his name is.
That sounds like somebody Janine listens to. Janine, you listen to Justin Bieber.
I've listened to some of his songs.
Really? I don't think I ever listened to one of his songs. Not all the way through.
I wouldn't know it if I heard it.
He got a new one out with Will.i.am.
Oh, shit. That motherfucker crazy, too. How did
I think that shit crazy?
Did anybody hear that Ashanti was supposed to take over Fergie's place in the D's?
I know she left him. Or they put her ass up, one or two, but I know she ain't a Black Eyed Pea no more.
Well, she is. She is the P. The other two, the dudes, I mean, Will.i.am,
he should have just stuck to being fucking Wolverine's buddy, but
he's talented.
I mean, behind the scenes, all they are
is the new millennium Fugees.
Yeah, but
Wyclef, Lauren, and Praz. You know, Praz never did shit, and that one motherfucker, he don't never do shit.
Right.
It was all about Lauren and Wyclef. Like, it was all about Will.i.am and Fergie.
Right. But I mean, if she's not a part of the group no more, Ashanti, there is no more Peach. I might as well call that the Northern Things or some shit. Cause
no, she don't. Ashanti don't fit the Black Eyed Peas. She don't fit that mold.
I don't think she can.
I wouldn't think they put her in there. I wouldn't think they would put her in there.
I don't think she would fit them motherfuckers.
If they said Pink or Christina Aguilera or one of them, okay, I could Britney Spears somebody, I could dig that.
At least keep it a white girl.
Yeah, right. Now Gwen Stefani, you know what I'm saying? She could probably fit the bill.
Alright, I'm gonna change it up. Mick, you could probably talk about this one.
Hmm.
Man, what you think about a dude coming out being gay? In the NBA.
Oh, that guy, somebody called him, Jason Collins or something, yeah. I heard about that the other day. I think about it, it's good. I mean, he say he ain't ashamed of nothing, and he just want everybody to know. He held it for so long. I mean, it's good to me.
You know,
I'm saying, if I'm in a locker room, you know, we in a locker room, I don't know you gay. You know, we've been teammates for 12 years. I'm walking around butt-ass naked around you.
Right. But you think about
it now. And he ain't made a pass in 12 years, so why the fuck did you get bad now?
Right. And you probably got a lot of players out there to this day, and the guys don't know. They all in the shower. Well, man, we won this game, and he's checking out your shit. You know what I'm saying? So you would never
know.
Slap
you on the ass.
Yeah, but you never know, though, until he came, you know, he came out and said, okay, it is what it is.
But like I said, dog, in 12 years, like you just said, if you was with this guy, I mean, you played with him for 12 years. I mean, and not one time did that man make a pass at you. So why would you feel like, well,
I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure there's some motherfuckers out there that feel like that.
Honestly, would you feel like that?
I wouldn't. I mean, if he never came on to me, shit, I don't got no problem. If you want to be gay, go ahead and be gay. That's your thing.
Now, you know what? Because it's funny. Like, I was at work, and we were talking about this, and the guy was like, I wouldn't mind. Because he don't get no time on the floor anyway. He's like, but if it was a Kobe Bryant or Kevin Durant, yeah, I'd trade him. I'm like, trade him? Why? Why the fuck would you trade?
That would be dumb.
He's like,
because
he should have said
right. That's stupid. I mean,
like, not only would you get sued for breach of contract, but that's just immorally wrong.
And discrimination of some sort or another. That's some type of discrimination. You know what I'm saying? And a ball player is a ball player. I wouldn't give a fuck what your sexual orientation is. If you can help us motherfucking fill these seats and win these games.
Yeah, true that, yeah.
What you do behind your closed doors ain't got a damn thing to do with me. You gotta take that up
right.
To your creator, and that's the end of that.
I heard he was fucking around with D. Rose.
Get ass out of here.
It's a lot of people out there that fucking, you know what I'm saying, get down, and you would never think they do, but they do. Shit.
That's true.
Who's you mentioned, the motherfucking Chicago Bull? Get your ass out of here.
Leave my Bulls alone.
Hey, but I do think a whole bunch of other motherfuckers going to come out, man. I think Magic going to finally come out.
Magic?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I think Magic and Will Smith, all the motherfuckers. You know, they used to be buddies like that.
Man, there you
Arsenio,
go, man.
Isaiah.
I'm not gonna say nothing about no man until the actual factuals come in. But my whole thing is this. I'm not mad at the fact that the old boy did it. But now my thing is this. I mean, he pretty much was a – as far as his career, it pretty much was on – yeah, I mean, it was over. It was over, shit, what, after he left the Nets. He never really got, you know, he never really got back to, you know, name status where they like, well, okay, Tyler, he's this, he's that. You know, he went down that downward spiral. So now I think my question is, did he do this to try to gain his last little 15 minutes of fame?
I don't think so, man.
I mean, he's on the team, but he don't get no PT.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he played for Boston.
Yeah, I seen that, but I didn't know if he was, you know, retired or.
No, he's still on the bench.
Okay.
I'm saying,
he's still an active player.
Right. But he don't get no playing time.
Right, but, he's still on the roster. I think a lot of other people is going to come out, man. I really believe that. I believe everybody was just waiting on one brave motherfucker to do it. You know, they say it's supposed to be three NFL players coming out by the beginning of the season. You know, they already know who they are. The league does.
Hold on one sec, man.
So I think it just takes one brave motherfucker to come on out of there, and everybody else going to do it. You know what I mean?
Fine.
And
brother. I'm trying to let the lady in.
I'm sorry. I apologize for my outburst.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
What's that?
You got the wait a minute, before we do anything, you got your friend with you tonight?
Nah, not playing. I'm at the crib. She has a house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was full of that good shit last night, wasn't y'all?
Yeah, we were pretty good. She had a little bit more than everybody else.
Right. She lost her nipple.
Versus hoes.
She was just playing around though. That's just how she is.
We see she ain't put up no page yet. What's the hold up?
She had to go to the she couldn't get on my computer. She had to go to the crib. The guy friend was blowing up.
The who?
Yeah.
A guy friend. She had to leave.
Okay.
So maybe tomorrow.
Hey, make sure you get her back on. But oh yeah, you called right on time.
Why was that?
Oh, I forgot. Ain't somebody supposed to have the phone text tonight?
Oh yeah.
Hey. That's what happened. I thought we did that on the chat room last night.
Yeah, y'all was tripping.
Who was that?
You and your girl.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, y'all was over there tripping.
Hey, Bubby, before we do the phone sex.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're going to get you in a mix opinion. Is it easy to fall in love or harder to stay in love?
It's hard to stay in love.
You think it's harder to stay in love than fall in love?
Yeah, it's easy to fall in love. It's hard to stay.
I agree with that.
I mean, because when you first fall in love, everything is A1, everything is the same, everything is cool, but some people don't know how to keep that going along, you know what I'm saying? Then after a while, some people just fall out of love, so it's like you have to maintain so much just to keep everything flowing. So, I mean, it's a struggle because, I mean, you know, years pass by. You have to come up with a lot of things to stay in love. Everybody, the unconditional, just ain't there all the time no more. So, I mean, hell.
You have to, did you say you have to come up with things to stay in love?
Yeah, you know, people like, the unconditional love nowadays, millennial, we ain't talking about the traditional. Some people don't know what it is, what love is no more. So they miss it. Oh, well, I have to stay where I love him. I mean, maybe if I do this, oh, no. It's still wrong nowadays, so it's hard.
Okay. All right, what about you, Mick? We didn't get your answer.
I think y'all agree with her. It's hard to say, it's easy to fall in love. I ain't going to say it's easy, but like she said, everything is so great at the beginning. You know, you don't see that wrong in that person. And then later down the line, you'll be like, well, this one, now this motherfucker do this or this motherfucker do that. So you got to keep it going. It's much harder. Because I'm kind of like going through something like that now. You know. I want to stray off a little bit, but then a lot of times I catch myself, and this motherfucker probably listening, but I don't give a fuck. And I catch myself and say, no, you know, be good, Mick. Don't do this. Don't do that. You know, go this way. So it's kind of like, it's kind of fucked up right about now.
So your love for him will stop you from drifting?
Yeah, because he at the point that he is so sweet, you know, do everything I ask and, you know, everything. So, but at the time I get mad and then I try to bring up the old shit so I can go out and do what I want to do. And, and I'm tempted a couple of Saturday nights. I'm tempted. This motherfucker be at work, and I'm off every weekend, so I'm tempted.
So you start shit on purpose.
I'm not saying it's on purpose, but I'll just say, you know what? I can go home. Fuck you. I got my own house. I can go home, and then that's my cue right there. I go home and then, you know, stray off another way, you know. But,
You start a fight with this motherfucker to go home and fuck with another motherfucker.
No, I don't start a fight. Hold on.
She says she don't stray away, so you can't keep saying that she's starting a fight to go be with another motherfucker. She's just being a woman, man. That's what women do. They start fights. I'm gonna be honest with you. I truly believe women start fights to see how much you love them. That's just my take on it, man. I really believe that a woman would just sit there like, I ain't feeling the love today, and just start a fight, just to see what you just be like. You know what? Fuck this shit. I ain't got to take this shit no more. Or you like, oh well, he really do love me.
You really believe that?
Yes, I really believe that women start fights to see how much they
are. Ladies.
I really do.
Ladies.
Do
women do that shit in general? Not saying particularly y'all, but maybe your friend. You know what I'm saying? You might have witnessed some shit. Do y'all think ladies do that shit on purpose?
I think some do, but more than likely, if we upset, we upset about something.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I got a question for you. All right. Granted, I'm not saying that you're not upset about something, but is everything that you're upset about, is it always his fault?
No, of course not.
So okay, in that sense that, if he's not the one that upset at you, why? And we speaking in general. Why is he getting it took out on him? He's not the one that upset you. Why is he getting it took out on him?
Because he's conveniently there.
How? Because is she talking loud, or is it the way she's talking? Or maybe she's upset, but just because, if you know she's not
hold on. You ain't got to talk loud with me, girl.
See, that's what I'm saying. Why is that bothering you if you know I'm not mad at you?
I mean, I'm just
saying,
why would you talk loud to me if I ain't the one that upset you?
You're not the only one on the phone. It's a whole bunch of other people on the phone.
I mean, we see. I'm not saying.
I thought the question was,
she just proved my point. Now, see, I never said that she was upset. She just said, "Oh, because I'm getting loud, because I talk like this, I act like that." That's my whole point. No.
I thought the question was that she should get in school with the man to find out if he loved them or not, just to see if he loved them. I thought that was the question.
That is the question.
Do you think women?
Okay, well, actually, let's say you personally. Do you start fights with your man just to see if he loves you?
No.
Have you ever done that? I'm not saying that you do it all the time. I'm saying, have you ever done that in your lifetime?
No.
Yes.
No. Why you asking something if you ask me?
Because you're lying.
I'm not lying.
So you ain't never did that?
Started with me.
Okay, you never done that, right?
No, I haven't. They even started with me. I'm so what? That was real. I don't just go out. I don't like to argue.
Okay. All right, but, hey, that's one opinion. Liquor store. You ever done that? Start a fight just to see if he love you?
Probably.
Okay.
Yes or no? Yes or no, please. Please answer the question, yes or no.
Probably no. I can't say that.
Yes or no. Have you ever started a fight just to see if he loves you?
Yes. I said probably.
Mick, what about you? You ever started a fight? Well, you just said you did.
I have done this before.
Oh, so define you have done it.
Now I'm saying you gave me the end because I told the truth. You asked me a question. I told you the truth.
I gave you the end because you're lying.
Now you know I'm lying, though. You ain't even been in my relationship.
All right, because you're a woman.
I mean, but it's always as that it is. Sometimes some people out here that do and don't, right?
Not when it comes to women.
Doing bullshit.
Damn. That's
all right, Doc. Well, let me ask you. You ever started a fight to see if she loved you?
Hell no. Shit. I started a fight because I'm just a bastard. Shit. I ain't never started a fight to see if you loved me. I have started some fights where I knew I was wrong, but because of my pride, I kept it going. And when I could have just easily deadened it. But no, I think that's just something women do.
Yeah. I'm serious. I fight to see if motherfucker love me. I ain't never done that shit before.
I do, because I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm like this. If I'm a hard I will come out on live TV and say it. I'm a hard motherfucker to love. I'm spoiled. I fucked up ways. I get attitudes. I got a temper.
Whoa, say that again.
I'm
you a hard motherfucker, love?
Yeah, I am. But I'm not going to. Anyway, like I was saying, I mean, is you finished, man?
No, I was just trying to hear your reasons. Your reasons. That's all.
I didn't hear what you were saying.
That's why I asked you to repeat it.
I said I'm spoiled. I gotta tell you. All right, you through now?
Yeah, I'm through. You got
that out your system?
Yeah, I had to get that one in there, man.
Well, allow me to retort.
Just like I was saying. So. I figure that any motherfucker that could put up with me loves me. And that's just being the God honest truth. So, I honestly figure, like, if you could put up with me, if you sit there and say, through all them little ways I got, because I love you. And, yeah, I genuinely believe you because it's hard to love somebody like me. I'm serious. I'm the type of motherfucker that you be like, you either love me or you're going to hate me. A lot of motherfuckers wind up hating me.
So all right, well, since you brought it up, give me an example, because apparently it happened to you in your past. Why do you think she started a fight to see if she loved you, if you loved her.
Let's see. Let me think of why. Give me a second, man. Give me a second.
All right.
A fight. I mean, and the fucked up part is 100. It's 100 fights going through my head right now.
But I'm saying, give me one where you think that she did that shit to see if I love
them. But people have all their faults, but you still expect people to love you, though.
Do I expect people to love me?
Yeah,
I do.
I mean, but even though with all those faults you said, you still expect people to love you.
Yes.
Okay. And that's how women are the same way. We all know we have faults.
Oh, but see, hold on. Here's the difference.
Uh-huh.
Here's the one thing that sets me and you apart. I will admit it. It don't take an argument for me to admit the error of my ways. It don't take you right, I did do that. No, I can admit it right off the bat. Whereas the opposite sex will sit there and argue with you for 10 to 15 minutes, even when they know they wrong. They know they wrong. And here's the clincher, and dog, I know you didn't hear this. Motherfuckers be dead to wrong. Well, if you didn't make me do this, I didn't make you do a goddamn thing.
Well, I mean, that's most women don't want to be wrong. Most women want to win the argument, and when they're losing, they're gonna blame you.
Exactly. But now here's my thing. Now I'm gonna tell you. By me being this is the part of me that by me being spoiled as I am, I'm not gonna let you win no fight. I'm not gonna let you win a fight like that. A lot of men will turn their head and be like, "All right, baby, you right." No, I'm not like that. I'm gonna argue my point, especially if I know I'm right.
Yeah, but sometimes, man, you gotta pick your battles, man.
No. Okay, now why she can't pick hers? Why she can't pick hers more wisely? Why I gotta pick mine that?
That's most women's nature. But as far as the man goes, you gotta pick your battles, man.
Man, whatever.
You got to, dog.
Right? Look here, man. My thing is this: if I didn't do nothing to you, and you have no reason to come at me like that, then no, I'm not finna sit. Why am I apologizing to you when you fucked with me? You did something to me. Why the fuck am I apologizing to you?
Maybe you did do something to her. You just don't feel like you did.
Well, baby, you need to tell me what I did first before you start arguing with me.
That'll do it.
Shit.
Yeah, probably did.
Nah, that don't get it. That don't cut it with me. That don't cut it. Well, you did this. When did I do it? 2 weeks ago. You should have said something to me 2 weeks ago.
Now, I do agree with that. I mean, if I piss you off, I'd rather you tell me now than 2 weeks later. Don't bring up old shit.
Look here, dog. She's over that. That's when, shit, she a boxer on the ropes and finna get knocked out. That's what she do to Mike Tyson. She finna try to bite your ear off.
I don't know. Ladies, what y'all think? I mean, do we got valid points?
Yeah, I don't agree that you should do that. I think, you know, when you get mad about something, just say it then. But even regardless, when you say it then, some people just don't feel like they do anything wrong.
Could you please repeat that?
What? I didn't understand it.
No, I understood that.
I did. I picked up on it, Janine. I understand what you're saying.
Somebody clue me in, because I ain't understanding.
All right, dog, listen to me, man. I'm going to say it real slow. She said some people, quotation marks, some people don't ever think they wrong.
Who's talking about you?
I don't think she was talking about me. I wasn't the one that was talking. I'm just saying.
You the one always say you never wrong, so that's why I
asked. I think that was aimed at you, brother.
I see, here's the thing, though. You can aim it at me, but I'm the first one to admit that I'm wrong about a lot of things. This is my problem with women. I can admit that I'm wrong. They can't. Shit, I can admit when I'm wrong.
You just struck another nerve. She said, what?
I mean, shit, that's because she a woman.
Whatever.
Can you admit when you're wrong?
Yes,
if you know you're wrong, can you admit it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I want to.
Right. When you want to. When you're ready to.
Right.
And it's never before the argument starts. It's always 15, 20, 30, 2 days, 4 days after the argument.
Oh, yeah. Men are the same way.
I disagree.
I don't.
I don't think men are like that.
I don't come right off the top and say, oh, well, baby, yeah, I was wrong. Damn that. Cause y'all know
no, most men can admit when they wrong.
Just like,
by the time I admit I'm wrong, I'm ready to stop arguing. All right, baby, I'm wrong. God damn, okay. You made your point. Can we move on?
So
you
know
what
right
I'm saying? And it'll be sincere. If I'm wrong, I'm going to tell you I'm wrong.
But you just said after a while, because argument, then you admit it.
Yeah, because I'm tired of you talking about it now.
Right, you say you did it and agree with it because you want to shut up. You don't
well, I can
right
say
off
that
the
at the beginning.
No, you won't.
I can say that as soon as you bring it up to me, but you still going to keep going about it. Well, damn, I already said I was wrong. You know, that starts a whole new argument. Well, why did you do it anyway? If you knew you was wrong, why did you do it? Here we go. Another whole new argument. I said I was wrong at the beginning. I admitted it. But you know, y'all ladies, you know, y'all don't like to lose.
Most
women will argue your ass down. I mean, they break you all the way down. And you just looking at them like, you know you're wrong. I know you're wrong, you know you're wrong, but you got to prove your point. But if when you're wrong, you're wrong. Just admit it. Yeah. How about I'm sorry every once in a while? You know what I'm saying? Like my daughter's mother, motherfucker ain't never said I'm sorry to me, ever in life. She's never, ever uttered the words, I'm sorry. Ever. And we've been knowing each other
really?
Since high school. She has never, ever, dude,
never
she ain't never, ever once said I'm sorry to me. Ever.
You ain't even got to say I'm sorry. Just I apologize. God damn. I know a lot of women don't want to. And you won't.
Well, you can't count her faults. I think her life's purpose was to make you suffer. So you can't apologize for that.
When you blatantly wrong, you gotta say, at least admit it. When you blatantly wrong, I mean, be warm enough to say, you know what, I was wrong. You can just say it like that. I'll accept that. I was wrong. She won't. She never admit. She will not admit that she wrong about shit. I mean, you can say the sky is blue. She gonna say that motherfucker gray. Ain't gonna stay on that point. That motherfucker is gray. That's not blue. That's gray. And fuck around, have you believing it? Yeah, it do look kind of great.
Nah, you ain't going to have me believing it. I'll just shut the fuck up, but you're not going to have me believing it.
But that's what I'm saying, man. That shit is crazy. That's a good point, man. I never even thought about that, dog. Till you mentioned it. That motherfucker ain't never admitted she was wrong. Ever.
And they never will. No, it takes
up.
A motherfucker. And see, my whole thing is this. I don't want to fight to the point where it takes me and you damn near to break up for the argument to stop. I mean, if you wrong, you just wrong. I mean, it shouldn't take to the point where a motherfucker's like, all right, well, you know what? I'm so fucking tired of this shit. Well, I'm tired of this, too. Well, you do what you're going to do, I do what I'm going to do. I mean, who the fuck want to break up over an argument?
Yeah, that's how most breakups start. Fucking argument.
It's more than that. It is not just the argument. Y'all missing the basis of the argument. It's something else going on while you're arguing.
Okay, it could be, but okay. See, this is the one thing.
If you never get to the point of arguing,
a woman refuse to listen to.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're not. See, this is the topic. This is what we are talking about. We're talking about if you're upset, about something. Now we all got that established that yes, it's something that made you upset. Now. The thing is, whether if you didn't do nothing to me, you didn't do nothing to me per se, but I'm upset, and I come and I bring it out on you, I take it out on you. I'm wrong for that. Just like if you're upset about something that I didn't do it to you, but you taking it out on me, then you're wrong.
I gotta agree
with you.
How are we taking? I mean, what is she doing that she's taking it out on you?
Your attitude. If you got an attitude, you know what? You could tell me what's wrong with you without having an attitude. You could do that. I mean, if you can't, then I mean, goddamn. You should be able to say, "Well, okay, I'm upset." Now, listen to me. Pay attention to me. Listen to me real close. If I didn't do anything to you and you're upset and you're having a bad day,
uh-huh.
Then tell me about it. Don't sit there and keep trying to dig because you mad, because then that makes me believe that, okay, because you mad, you want the whole world to be mad.
So what if she texts you that she's upset? But she didn't say anything. Would you still get mad because she upset?
It all depends what she's upset
she didn't
about.
She didn't say yet. She didn't even say
Normally, if she says she's upset, do I wind up feeling the brunt of this argument?
See, that's what I'm saying. We can't say
what if you knew she was upset last night and, you know what I'm saying, she never did finish being upset? What if you knew that
you might have got a good night rest and felt better. What the fuck do I know?
I just asked a question. I just asked a question.
Speaking as a man, I gotta agree with you, dog. I don't agree with you on a lot of shit, but on that point, I do agree. Cause if I didn't make you mad, you shouldn't take that shit out on me. I didn't do shit to you. That's how I feel.
Okay, now and to follow up on what Janine said, okay, if I text you and said I'm upset, and all you said is you upset. Well, what the fuck? I mean, how in the hell about what? You ain't telling me nothing.
Well, that's probably because she wants you to text back and say why.
Okay, if I did say, okay, all right, Janine, I text back and I say what's wrong.
Nothing's going right in my life. What if I say that?
Okay.
Before you answer that, I would take that as a shot to me because I'm in your life. So I'm thinking, oh, well, what the fuck is she trying to say? I'm in her life and ain't nothing going right in your life? That's just me personally. But go ahead with your answer, dog. That's how I would look at
it. You know what? That good point. I'm going to roll with your answer.
So I mean, I text you back and be like, well,
after all, you didn't say, well, the job didn't piss me off, the kids didn't piss me off. All you said is my life ain't going right. If I'm a main part of your life, then that means shit. It ain't going right with me and you.
That's exactly how I would take it. I'm coming to the crib, man. I gotta go. I need the rest of the day off.
So this motherfucker didn't text me starting some bullshit.
Right, it's some bullshit going on. I got to go.
I guess me and you can't see eye to eye sometime, brother.
What you gonna tell me? You text me saying my life fucked up. Everything in my life is fucked up right now.
And I'm an intricate part of your life.
Right. How would you think I would take that? How should I take that? I should take that as a shot that I'm not doing something.
Well, it depends on how intricate I am a part of your life.
What? Really? See, that just proved my point. You see that? That's what I'm saying. Instead of just saying, well, okay, yeah, because this was the argument, right, that I didn't really say that it was you, but now she done flipped it down. That's another argument.
Yeah, you got a good point. That's a whole new argument.
Yeah.
I'm mad as hell by the time I get to the crib.
We don't live together anyway, so you wouldn't be coming to my crib.
I'm still taking a day off to find your ass. I want to know what's going on. I got to go. I need to take some personal time. But I don't think you can make those kind of statements. And the man not feel like, you know what I'm saying, something he ain't doing. Because that would be a shot at the man. Everything in my life is fucked up. I'm like, well, damn, I thought I was a part of your life, so, you know, what am I doing wrong? Well, what did I do? You know, you get that text in the middle of the day, when you get off, we need to talk. Oh, shit. Here we go. Here we go with this bullshit again. You know what I'm saying? You ever get that text, dog? Man, you thinking all day, what the fuck did I do? Because you know when you get that we need to talk, it's always something that you've done or that you're not doing. It's always you when you get that we needed to talk.
Oh, hell. Let them tell it shit. You know, I ain't never wrong, so.
Oh, really?
Hell, I mean, really, I'm not, motherfucker, since you want to be a smart ass about it.
He ain't never wrong.
I might go about it the wrong way, but I ain't never wrong.
That's why she started to fight to see if you loved her. You know what I'm saying?
But all bullshit aside, though, dog, seriously. I mean, I don't understand that. I mean, and you just hit the nail on the head, dog. If she texts you and say that my life's fucked up and you're an intricate part of her life, then, I mean, you know, it's like, why wouldn't I take that as a shot towards me?
Because it is a blatant one. She telling you you fucking up. That's what she's saying. On the low, she just ain't using that terminology.
Exactly.
But on the low,
exactly.
You fucking up. It's probably all part of her plan. Because now, the rest of the day, you think like, what the fuck did I do? You think about shit from 3 months ago.
fuck did I do? Shit. I ain't even do shit.
But you think she got that shit in, she done planted that seed in your head. Rest of your day fucked up. You can't get no work done.
Now, this is my whole point. What you just said is 110% correct. Now you done planted this seed in my head. Now, yes, when you see me, yeah, I'm on the defensive. Because you planted this seed in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Then the first thing to come out, I wasn't even talking about you. Right? Really?
You lost a half a day of work over some bullshit. They just sent me home. I can't even concentrate. Worrying about your shit.
But if you know you didn't do nothing, why worry?
Exactly. Exactly. You didn't do
that.
That's
nothing, what you thinking, though, but that ain't what I'm thinking. That's what you thinking as a woman. That's what you think as a man. You think like, okay, what the fuck
that
did I do?
That all goes back to that. That goes back to that. How much do you love me? You love me enough to worry?
Right. Did I miss an anniversary or some shit? God damn. You know what I'm saying? Now you trying to go find a marriage certificate. What day did we get married on? You know, we need to talk. My life fucked up. I'm just saying. Blaze is pretty quiet tonight, boy. Everybody gonna hang up and be like,
Everybody gonna say fuck me tonight. Fuck him. I don't care.
Oh boy. Ain't too often were you the bad guy.
I don't care, man. I don't care. Just like I said, I ain't did nothing wrong to nobody, man. I love everybody. I ain't did nothing wrong to nobody. I don't bother nobody.
Well, hey. First night in a long time on this show.
Yeah, I know all I'm
going
to say.
Speechless.
I know
first
it's going to be fuck ass tonight. Fuck him. He ain't shit. Fuck him.
Hey, man, you actually got him speechless. They got no comeback. What the hell is going on?
Mad black women. Fuck him. I ain't got shit. When a woman want to say fuck you without saying the actual word, what do? They stop talking.
That shit must be true, too, because ain't nobody even said shit.
Let's see. One, two. But Mick ain't going to tell me fuck me, but I got one, two, three. I got three fuck yous within the last 2 minutes.
I will tell you fuck you.
Well, see, I'll tell you fuck you back. See, it's different. We family, so we always tell each other fuck.
Yeah, okay.
That's folk.
Yeah, well, fuck it. Everybody said fuck.
Fuck you too, Father Time.
Right.
I still love y'all, though.
I'll be like Wick. I'll be the nigga you love to hate.
Right.
I don't hate nobody.
All right.
All right, well, I'm going to do it like
this. You made some valid points tonight.
I'm going to do one better, man. I'm going to say SandCityRadio.net.com. You know, join us on the site. All right, get your people there. Get all that, you know, do everything y'all going to do. All right, done my last word, so that way I ain't even got to get last word tonight. I let one of the women get last word.
All right, well, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. CityRadio.Neen.com. Got the movies, we got the chat room. Chat room was hot last night, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Chat room, I had to go back and delete that shit, boy. I was like, God damn.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah, it was.
I ain't see none of it.
He said he deleted it. Good clean time.
I'll tell you why at a later time.
Hmm.
All right.
We're going in there again.
I'm already in there. Wayla was in there. But, all right, we're going to start with Define. You got any last words for us?
Yeah, I'll let y'all next week. Nice show. Sin City.
All right, Nick, got any last words for us?
Yeah, y'all keep doing what y'all doing, and I'll holler at y'all next week also.
That's what's up. Janine?
Have a good night.
Oh, yeah, she sent us a real straight-up fuck you, dog. She ain't got shit to say.
If I
have a good night.
Say fuck you, I would say fuck you. I know how to talk.
Have a good night.
What did you get an attitude about?
I don't have no attitude. I'm just funny. I know how to say the word fuck you and say it where I mean it.
Well, say it if you mean it.
I say it. Have a good night.
You have a good night, too.
I will. I'm going to have a great night.
Good.
Fuck all y'all.
Lickstow, you got any last words for us? You got the last words of the show.
Oh, okay. Well, I will do the pleasure. First of all, I enjoy myself and I enjoy y'all. And SayCityRadio.Neen.com. We out.
On that note, peace. We in the chat room.